The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 14th day of June, 2011. Let's continue with your telephone calls here. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you've been holding forever. George.
Hello, how you doing?
We had to wake you up there. I know you've been holding for about an hour.
Yeah, all right. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
You know, the thing is, John, I saw, like, I don't know, I got frustrated. I was flipping through the internet, listening to paper picture broadcasters. And, you know, and the thing is, I come into this dilemma. You know, what we just seen happen at St. Moritz in Switzerland just shows one thing. These people that were in the Bilderberg, they are not mere gods, and they're just a bunch of depraved old men lunatics that are going to self-destruct. And all I hear is some of these broadcasters talk about how these people are all-knowing and all-powerful, and they got everything under control. And I'm just starting to figure out, you know, if we stop making these people out to be equal with God, just see them as mere scumbags, you know, we might get somewhere.
Well, the mainstream media looks at them like they are gods. The people that listen and believe the mainstream media will believe any illusion that the mainstream media hands them. But I've always thought they were scumbags because I knew the art of usury or loaning money, what they call money, which isn't really money at all, and then charging for the use of that, and then taking the profits with the people, your customers. You know, how would you feel about this, that you buy your goods at a store, you've been a good customer for 10, 20, 30 years, and how do they treat you? You know, I mean, do they upgrade services for you? Do they care to even sweep the floors in the store? You know, do they give you bags to carry your stuff out with? The point is, all the profit that these people are making are going into their pockets. That's why I always refer to it as being like a tax. You are being taxed for the use of their instruments.
That we work for. Actually, you're working for debt, basically.
Well, you're working for debt. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. For every dollar they create, there's a dollar in debt.
Well, you want to know what? I think I'll, like, hang a sign on a like with a homeless guy, just like a homeless guy. I'll make a sign say, "We'll work for debt," you know, see how people react.
Well, they're going to come to a rude awakening, and it's too bad that the government has taken over the school curriculum, because this generation coming up right now, this generation should have been taught in the schools about money, and especially about credit and how dangerous it is. It's like giving a teenager carte blanche access to a pile of heroin, you know, and telling the kid, don't touch that and don't get hooked. Now, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah. Was Bob still there?
Yes.
And Bob, yep. do you see the beginning of the end of the Bilderberg? I heard they just, like, cut and run sooner than they, and wrapped up their meeting sooner than they thought. I really think
that. And that's so, and the exposure that they've got this time was much greater than ever before. They had their goons, because one of the members of the European Parliament wanted to enter.
Bob, hold on a second. We've got a break.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, do I still?
All right. Too lazy to reach for my cough button. folks, you fine folks out there that have been contributing to Republic Broadcasting Network. We are in an extended pledge drive, and what I did not realize is these little chip-in pledge things that's done through PayPal, and they have a 30-day clock on them. So that expired, I do believe, on the 9th. On the what? On the 9th, yeah. So anyhow, we've got a new clock up there, and we're just about halfway to our goal of 50,000. And just to give you an idea, the new board came in. Oh, man. it's TAC or TASCAM, and it's computerized and motorized, and it's freaking my engineer out. But that little ditty was only roughly about $5,000. I had to buy a new microphone. You know, there's another $300 for a microphone. And on the expenses, and you'd be amazed, ladies and gentlemen. I know you don't know anything about broadcast, nor should you. Your job is to absorb and then tell others. It's our job to keep the machine going and inform the people. But you've got no idea how a network runs, what it takes to run it, the cost, the overhead, the payrolls, the equipment. And literally, we have this entire network running on personal computers that are never, they're made to run for several hours a day, not 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've been replacing those. This is time-consuming, labor-intensive, and costly to replace equipment, but that's what we've got to do to maintain the network and to maintain and improve quality. So go up to the website. The new chip thing is in, the chip in. All you have to do is click it on, do what it tells you. Or if you don't like doing that, call the network, 800-724-2719. Even if you're going to mail a donation in, give us a call so we can mark it down, and we'll await for your form of payment, check, money order, gold coin thrown across town. We don't care. We'll take it all. We've got to stay here on air because you all know what's coming, and we are the vanguard. We are the people on the wall.
See that story about, you know, the church radio in California that promoted the world was going to end on May the 21st?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that according to IRS filings, that radio station had generated $19 million in contributions?
Wait a minute. Newsflash. Planet X is heading toward us. John Moore was right.
There's something missing from this picture.
You know, that reminds me like the sneakered cult that was going to jump on Hale Bop or something. Remember that one?
Right.
Oh, God. The Kool-Aid drinkers. Oh, my. George in Texas, did you have anything else, sir?
No, you know, the thing is, I just pray the elites become stupid and they decide to have the Bilderberg meeting in Austin, Texas.
Well, you know, this is kind of odd because if you're going to do a long-term project, such as they've been doing, you know, you don't kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs. And they could have, without getting too greedy, they could have kept this thing rolling and extracted even more wealth from all of us, from everybody that produces anything on this planet. Something happened on the way to this madcap madness. And the only other thing that I can think of, Mr. Chapman, is this wasn't about long-term profits. This was about long-term destruction of status quo to bring up a new system, the agenda.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but
order out of chaos.
But to, you know, do you think that anybody that listens to Bloomberg or CNBC or thinks they're politically astute by watching C-SPAN is going to know that? And there's nothing on God's green earth you're going to be able to say to convince these people that that's exactly what's going on.
Well, they're going down the chute then. If they don't want to listen, they don't understand, they got a problem.
Well,
this is nothing new. We tell about history. We tell exactly what they did before. We know what they're going to do again. And they don't know what to do about it. They can't stop us. But in the meantime, the people who are involved as American citizens and citizens of other countries, they're going to suffer terribly because they won't listen. And that's okay. Somebody's got to suffer. Somebody's got to go broke. And somebody's got to die.
And somebody's got to wake up. You know, the only choice people are going to have is what toilet they're going to jump into and what geographic location they're in. If they're north of the Mason-Dixon line, it'll go clockwise. If they're south of the Mason-Dixon line, it'll go counterclockwise. So the only choice you have is the spin down the old porcelain god. Thanks for your call, George. Let's move on to Henry in Connecticut.
Okay, hi. Two things. One, I want to comment what Chapman said first. I mean, not Chapman. I mean, Statmiller.
That's me, Henry.
Right.
Yeah.
What you said about the this generation, you know, the one in my generation and younger, you didn't teach them something about money. I don't think this country wants not just the people my age or even younger to learn true insights of money, except for the very wealthy ones that these older ones have foresaw their whole Illuminati and growth for mankind agenda. And that would mean, you know, the one world order and multicultural stuff. Because I'll tell you something, there's some occult things with money, too. Some of that stuff that's in the book of the secret is the book as a book is really almost virtually worthless. But the other people they quote from back in 1920s and 1900, and some stuff in the back, the very back of the book, has validity. But that's only one part. That's only one part of it. And I know because I've tested it. It does work. But there's a lot of things about money they don't want people to know about because they just want them dumbed down so that they just struggle and keep them pinned down where they just work so hard and just pay bills. I mean, look at the energy stuff we got even in this country with the gas and electric stuff. You know, there's a guy named Sauer out in California. You could look it up. It exists. It's Sauer Energy, S-A-U-E-R, energy, the German word Sauer. He revolutionized. His name is Dieter Sauer. He revolutionized the windmill. In other words, the ones that make the noise and the white things that stick out like propellers, this thing spins horizontally, and it has stuff on it like a golf ball. I won't get into all of it, but it's a brilliant invention. And but there's other things. I mean, and every time you get people to have these things, now Dieter's okay, but I'm saying in the past, they get killed, they get shot, because I think the purpose, like the hydrogen cell that they keep pushing
Henry, here. Jump off the energy thing and get to your question.
All right, I want to ask Chapman this. I've heard the Northern League, which is a political organization in Italy, which I'm kind of fond of, though I wouldn't live in Italy, was very mad and angry at this Bilderberger meeting in Switzerland, and they demanded to, some people in Switzerland, they did not think that they should be allowed to have secret meetings in secret. Now, is that true? Is that just a rumor? Because I've heard it different places. And the other thing is, what's going on there as far as Switzerland? Because people are always tearing up, you know, this whole stuff with Switzerland as socialist, this and that. But there's some laws they got that are much better here in terms of protecting their own people, like that the government can't have secret meetings.
All right, Henry.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, your take on that, Bob? Robbie?
Well, first of all, they're right about
stop it,
government.
Robbie. Jeez.
Henry, you, after all this time, you haven't changed.
You got to love Henry. He's consistent. I already know where he's going before he even gets there himself. But anyhow, Bob, if you can, sir.
To have governmental secret meetings is illegal in Switzerland. The gentleman who was from the Northern League in Italy, who is a member of the European Parliament, he confronted the private security guards, which are from Eastern Germany, and asked why he couldn't go in, and they grabbed him, slammed him to the ground headfirst, broke his nose, and proceeded to kick him. And so that's what happened. And it was a terrible mistake. And I think that's one of the main reasons why they broke up early and get out of there. I don't think we're going to get too much out of that meeting because of the events, the tremendous amount of journalists and news organizations that were surrounding the facilities and how they were told to get back. I speak German, and so I, you know, could hear the conversations that were going on between the guards, the people who had arrived wanted to see what was going on, and some of the people who had attended who spoke German. And so everybody was very upset from the inside out, so to speak. And so what we've done collectively is I think maybe there may not be any more Bilderberger meetings. They were sufficiently challenged, afraid, surprised. They didn't think it would go this far. And they thought they'd be able to go on their merry way as they always have. And I think you're going to see some changes coming. Their meetings from now on are going to be telephonic and by email. I think they're going to cut out the Bilderberger meeting.
Yeah, I mean, what's the purpose? I mean, that they cannot do this by way of teleconference over secure lines. I mean, Bob, this is the 21st century. Nobody has to be in a physicality position. They don't have to be in a physical location. And the games were being played at some deep, dank, dark mystery. You know, then we'd find out where they're going to be, and then people would show up, and the police would be there to keep the people away from the people that showed up, and all the drama. There was no sense to it in the first place. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Thanks for your call, Henry.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back, and Robbie, this is from your old neighborhood, Ralph in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Robbie. Welcome back to the Western Hemisphere.
Thanks, brother.
He's still in the area, though, that it when you flush it, it goes counterclockwise.
Yeah, I understood that was the equator, not the Mason-Dixon line, but the southern people... You know, Southerners have always had a tendency to spin history, literally. Anyway, I had a couple of things. First off, a comment. Robbie and Bobby, you were talking about the price changes in gold and silver a number of years ago. Remember the price changes of 6 cents and so forth. Don't forget that the percentages of prices that were a lot smaller then kind of prevailed. I think we still have, at least in gold, a tendency by plunge protection and the rest to try and control any upward movement to about 2% or so. I don't remember when we've ever exceeded that. So the other thing I was looking at here in this article from W.C. Varonis regarding the complaining about auditing the gold in Fort Knox. In the tradition of Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate and the obvious phoniness of that, I did a little back-of-the-envelope calculations. Let's see. 175,000 gold bars at what, about 400 Aren't they mostly 400 per ounce, Bob?
Probably.
Bus, yeah, 400 ounces.
Okay, if you do that multiplication, they are claiming that there is more than 35,000 tons of gold in Fort Knox.
Well, 280 million ounces is what the U.S. Treasury reports on its asset statement.
Well, if you take the 175,000 bars and you multiply it by 400, you get 70 million ounces. I'll let you figure it out from there. Anyway, I just looked at that, and I went, well, out of the Treasury, no one's told the truth about Fort Knox anyway, so why should we believe this one? And I think the arithmetic just kind of proves it. What I originally called to ask about, and this is a question more for you, Bob, we've talked a lot about the shift in perception in this country about collapse. You know, we had a recovery that began in July of 2009, supposedly. And ever since then, we've been listening to the management of perception economics and the spin from the media trying to convince everybody of the impossible, and that is that a recovery is underway. Is it my sense alone, or do you gentlemen share with me, that there appears to be a shift in the media's recounting of what's going on economically? I'm beginning to get a sense that they are definitely starting the phase of trying to convince and let the American people know that we're sailing into hard times. Rather than slam us instantly and totally unprepared, they're trying to get us kind of ready for that austerity sort of thing, maybe as a means of, placating the masses somewhat. But the thing I find interesting, Bob, you made a comment earlier about Bernanke not knowing what else to do with quantitative easing. Is this not part of the grand plan to take things down? And let's now throw in a Greek default. If the Greek situation default actually occurs, the euro falls, the dollar spikes up right at the time they are trying to tell the people that bad things are coming. And is this not a very carefully choreographed scenario we're starting to watch play out?
I think you're right. And it's a phasing in. Now, that's what you were talking about in relation to what the media is doing. They're preparing people, and people are getting prepared. People realize something dramatic is wrong. And so it's a phasing in, and to bring about this cataclysmic event, which might be Greece, that'll bring about great changes for Europe, England, the United States. And I think that's obvious to many people like us and many people who are listeners. And the rest of the world is now starting to be allowed to catch on.
I'm just struck by the timing. I mean, if in fact Greece's referendum says no, we won't do the bailout, this should, for the most part, I would think, signal the death knell of the euro. If the euro goes down, the dollar, because it's on the other end of the USDX teeter-totter, goes up for some period of time. And then the media points to that and says, look, things aren't quite that bad. Look, we have the strengthening dollar, which sounds good to the American people, even if they don't understand the dynamics of it. I mean, we've watched this balancing act go on with these bankers in Wall Street for several years now. And I don't know about you, but I've been just thoroughly astounded at the extent to which they are able to extend and pretend this thing off into oblivion. I mean, you're going to have QE infinity, whatever it happens to be. But at some point, their intention is to bring this entire house of cards down on everybody's head.
Absolutely.
This just seems to me to be a prelude to it.
It's been in the works for a lot of years. If you saw the enabling factors to blur the lines between commercial banks and regular banks, going back to the early 90s. This has been going on for 20 years. This thing has been set up for a long time. Ralph, I've got to run. Thank you for your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Do we have Mr.? We don't yet, but we will in a second, right? Okay, here he comes, here he comes. No, he's giving me a... Is he phoning in, or how's he doing this? You know, for as long as he's going to be on, the old telephone would work. Okay, do we have him? Do we have him? Give us a thumbs up if we have him. Do, 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 do. Okay, there he is. Mr. Bennett. Mr. Bennett.
Hello.
Ah, there he is. Mr. Bennett?
I am here.
Hey, there you are.
I wasn't sure with all this new high-tech stuff if we were going to make it or if I had to go the old Alexander Graham Bell routine.
Well, you just hang on to your hats because I just mentioned that we just got a new board in here.
I know.
It looks something like straight out of the space shuttle. These guys are going to be on a learning curve for, the next 6 months. I can't wait for this one.
I just want to make sure they're going to be okay in about 25 more minutes.
Well, yeah, you're good until then. I'm not big into prognostications, but I can guarantee you 25 minutes from now, you're going to be okay.
Good deal. We on the air yet or no?
No, we've been hot for 2 minutes, man.
Oh, we've been having this conversation on the air.
On the air.
My goodness. Welcome all. I've been listening on and off for the last hour and a half. It's interesting, the callers. Some are definitely into the program. Some are on their own agenda, but those things happen in life.
You've noticed too, huh?
Yeah, I noticed. Actually, Sandra and I talked yesterday. I've got a series of emails to forward to you. It's been and part of it's been a response to my filling in for you last Friday. Thank you, by the way, for that opportunity.
Well, thanks for filling
and,
in.
And it was a very solid 3 hours, and the emails I received because of it were quite interesting. A lot of comments about callers in general who tend to kind of go off in their own direction that have nothing to do with the subject matter being discussed. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast in radio, as it were, in this venue of radio. You know, we woke up. I'll tell you, I was shocked. You wake up this morning, Bernanke finally decides to moderately come clean with his admissions, and the stock market goes up. And I sat on the air for a long time, and I don't think Bob will disagree that I think Wall Street is betting against America.
Well, and did you see Jamie Dimon ambushes Ben Bernanke? What ambush? I mean, this was like a validation for Ben Bernanke.
Well, that's, you know, they're not about to sit back and admit that they made a major error. I was convinced, and I've said this for several years on the air, that when Greenspan some years ago announced he was going to retire and step down, and they announced that Bernanke was going to be his replacement, I knew the jig was up because Greenspan had this marvelous way of speaking in doublespeak. And the idiots up there in the Senate Finance Committee would just bob their heads up and down like a bobblehead doll as if they thought they understood what he was saying. Well, they didn't. And the minute Bernanke opened up his mouth, the people in Congress knew the jig was up.
Yeah. Big time. Hey, you've got a special.
This was an interesting one. How this came about.
It's different.
Well, it is different, partially because guaranteed all pre-1933 Swiss 20-franc Helvetica's, these have not been easy to get. It's not that some of the orders for Swiss francs don't include a few pre-1933s, but over the last 3-4 years, it has been more and more difficult to get them. They seem to be holding them back. We get a lot of the post-33s, the 1947s, etc., and I always like getting the pre-33s due to the, you know, Rooseveltian mentality for those who are concerned about it. A client of mine contacted us yesterday and contacted me and liquidated not a great amount, but a nice selection of them. Interestingly enough, she went through all of her stuff to make sure they were pre-33, looked at every single coin. And I knew they had been because she acquired them from me 7 or 8 years ago, and I was only selling pre-33 Swiss 20-franc pieces. Standard European 1/5-ounce issue. The coins that we will be acquiring are dated 1897 to 1932. You know, a lot of people over the years say, well, gee, why, you know, can you get me Swiss francs? Except they're all talking about paper. They're talking about a contract on Swiss francs or papers or Swiss annuities. My argument has always been, let's get the real goods. Let's get the Swiss gold. Yeah. Harder to locate than the more common post-33 pieces. There is not a huge bunch of these around. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, there are fewer than 120 of these available right now at this price. So it will be definitely a first-come, first-serve. You get a few people picking up the 20 packs. You knock out a couple of 40 packs. It's done, you know, close to it. So as far as the gold is concerned, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, today is Flag Day. It is the 150th anniversary of Flag Day, which was so designated in 1861. And so we're calling it the Flag Day Special. Obviously, it's a Bob Chapman special offering as well. So those who purchase a minimum of a 20-pack will pick up the one-year paid subscription to the International Forecaster newsletter. Subscription renewal, gift subscription, or the free shipping, you want to get a hold of us and ask for special 741. Now, you can do it by calling us at 800-691-7898. You can send me an email. I've already received a couple because you guys talked about this a while ago. Mm-hmm. You can send us an email at gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Let me know how many pieces you want. Price breakdown, a 20-coin pack, at $320 a coin, that's $6,400 if I've done my math correctly. That seems crazy. Maybe I better put a calculator out to double check. 40 coin pack at $12,680. That's at $317 per coin. That is correct. Smaller purchases, you know, 1 to 10, 11, 12 pieces, whatever the case may be, are going to cost you a little bit more, $323 a piece. They will be received by either Thursday or Friday of this week, so we will be in a position to ship out immediately.
Okay, and I see that you have 1986 Ellis Island commemoratives.
This was some silver stuff that came to us by one of our suppliers, and I've not been able to acquire this modern era commemorative coinage at any decent quantity or price lately. He offered us three different they're all the same denomination. They are silver dollars. They are based on the old U.S. weights and measures. Mm-hmm. The weight and size and purity of each of these three coins in silver we have available are identical to the old Morgan and Peace dollars. These are the Ellis Islands were minted in 1986. We only have 20 of those available, by the way, which is that constitutes a roll. We also have a 1987 U.S. Constitutional commemorative silver dollars. That is my personal favorite because it so indicates that. You can see the picture, big picture of the Constitution with the quill going across it stating, "We the People." I love that piece. I've given these pieces out for years, 146 of those pieces available. And also for those of you who, you know, have your own memories or you have a son or a grandson.
Wait a minute, Jeff. Yeah. You gave them away when? When it was $2.50 an ounce?
No, there was a point in time I owned 200 or 300 of them in you know, many of the travels that you and I did many years ago with the preparedness expos, et cetera. I wouldn't just hand them out to any Tom, Dick, and Harry. But, you know, people who supported the work that we did so many years ago, I basically would hand them out. Oh, yeah, silver was very cheap then. There's no two ways about it. I'm not giving away 40-some-odd dollar coins today.
Not at 35 pounds.
No, not at all.
And what about the Boy Scout? You got 2010.
The Boy Scout piece is neat. Yeah, the Ellis Island and the U.S. Constitutions are proof specimens, and I'm not going to get to the whole explanation. A proof coin is a coin that was struck under very exacting circumstances, highly polished dies. The die came down very slowly. Double struck the face of the coin twice, which gave a very frosted look to the coin. Mm-hmm. The Boy Scout commemorative coins are uncirculated. They are business strikes from the U.S. Mint. You know, the kicker is at the price on these coins, to buy the same thing in a Morgan dollar, the same condition would cost hundreds of dollars. These are literally, if they were to be graded, would all be graded 69 and 70. And Robbie knows I'm not really that much into the whole graded coin mentality.
Hey, listen, I just saw an ad on eBay.
Oh.
Where they are selling U.S. Silver Eagles for $47 a piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like these coins for a combination of reasons. If you just want to remember Ellis Island, your family came through there. The Constitution, I think, is very self-specific why you want to have, and this was, you know, the 200th anniversary of the Constitution. The Boy Scouts piece was the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. And from 1910, if you were a Boy Scout or had a kid that is or a grandkid that is or was an Eagle Scout, it's a great gift. We're selling them by the roll, $863 a roll. That's 20. You know what? It doesn't have to be 20 of the Ellis Island or 20 of the Constitution.
I'll mix
and match it. But I will also tell you, if all you can afford is 5 or 10 of them, call us. I'll make it worth your while.
800-691-7898. And guess what's coming up in exactly 16 minutes?
Yo, life, liberty, and
all that jazz.
Gentlemen, right, it's been a pleasure as always. We'll all talk later.
All right. Hey, by the way,
I'm
reserving a spot. You're to join us next Tuesday. Mr. Chapman is taking some very much needed time off.
Okay. This could be interesting. We'll work things out. I actually have a signing on. Guess what? I bought a piece of real estate. I'm moving my daughter and grandkids into a house of their own.
I was going to say, did you hear the guy from California? He gave three options to Bob. Would you buy gold and silver? Would you buy real estate? Or what was the third one? I'd forgotten. Or put your money in the bank.
you might as well just give that away to a wino on the street. At least your money will go to better use.
Well, it'll go for
putting it in the bank.
A better grade of wine, at least.
That's right.
Hey,
that's
thanks,
right.
Jeff. I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care, guys.
All right, man.
Talk later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
life, liberty, and all that jazz coming up in, well, as the atomic clock on the wall strikes out 15 minutes from now. All right, let us do this, gentlemen. Let's get back to the phone calls. Dan in Illinois. Hello. I'm sorry. You need to tell me to refresh. Bob in Michigan, in the UP, in the up. That must mean the Upper Peninsula.
That's right. The Upers, for to be specific. I have three questions to ask of all three of you. Any one of you can jump in, or all of you. First, stock certificates with a brokerage house. Right now they're holding all these certificates. What happens when the brokerage house goes belly up? For example, Merrill Lynch, is it too big to fail? And the stocks I have are stocks I want to hang on to, like natural resources and military. Aside from the stocks that I hold like that, I also have precious metal on hand in my possession. And what happens to the cash in a CMA, cash management account, when the economy crashes? I want to perhaps buy a stock heads south, so knowing when to empty out the cash is a major tricky concept, as you can imagine. We will also need cash to simply live on. Got any suggestions on maintaining liquidity and still minimizing risk?
Okay, now you got to sneak a question in and center it, because you're continuing to comment and you're throwing a lot on the plate here. Bob, you want to jump in there somewhere?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, when a company goes under, the accounts from that company are given to one, two, or three firms, depending upon the size of the company that goes under. And the designation for the firm that went under, let's say their number is 0033, and the accounts all go to another brokerage firm, which is 0034. And so all that happens is their accounts are moved sideways to another firm. And it's happened hundreds of thousands of times since the 1930s. So
the benefit of taking delivery of your certificates?
If you can. Most companies will not issue certificates anymore, and most brokerage firms do not want to. In fact, most of them will say, we will not deliver certificates to you.
That's what Merrill Lynch says.
That's right.
Okay, what about
the
CMA?
They won't do it anymore.
What about the CMA?
And those that will cost you $200 or $300 to do it on each side of the transaction. It gets very expensive.
Yeah, they claim that it's for my benefit, of course, in case I want to make a quick sale or something. I don't have to go into a bank safety deposit box or wherever you keep them and worry
and
about
prove
the sale
who you
them
are,
to
too.
Them.
Yeah. Bob, Bob in Michigan, in the Upper there, when you say how much cash do I need to keep on hand?
No, Robbie, I didn't ask that. I said, you got any ideas of what cash I do have on hand to keep it liquid, but yet as much as I can out of harm's way in case of a economy crash?
Have $5,000 in small bills in your safe at home, and all that money in the CMA should be put into gold and silver coins, and you should take delivery of them.
Thank you so much.
All right.
One more question.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
I owe nothing on my home, but pay a rent in the form of property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You got any ideas on how property taxes will be collected in a crash?
How old are you?
76.
Yeah, I think what you should do, if you want to increase your position in gold and silver related assets, is take a loan out in a reasonable amount. If your house is worth $300,000, you might take a $100,000 loan if you can make the payments without any problem on the loan, and take that money and buy gold and silver coins, bullion or shares, or a combination of the three.
Bob, I should have said this up in front. First of all, I'm on a fixed income, and it's under $1,000 a month. And
well, so then you can't do that then.
No.
It would be dangerous for you to do so.
Yes, yes.
In fact, you're really old. You're 6 months older than I am.
Well, I should have the same wisdom as you do then.
Well, I don't think either you or I, caller, have moved in quite the same circles as Mr. Chapman has.
Oh, I'm sure I haven't either. Yeah. No, I'm really grateful for your comment. I have figured some of this out, but, you know, as stock is heading south right now, we never know where it's going to stop at, but I'd like to buy it on the way down in certain areas.
Yeah. And you know, this is going to be a crapshoot for you because as the market continues to dwindle, you're starting to see the 100-point moves on the market once again for any reason whatsoever, whether they bring up China and its position on the U.S. dollar or Japan's economy due to disasters or whatever the case may be. But the thing that concerns me is most people, they have not rid themselves of the unnecessary debt. In other words, the debt that they got into unnecessarily. People that have dumped their credit cards and torn the things up, kudos to you. There's the heroin that they gave us how many years ago that we used beyond all sense. But we have basically baked the rest of our cookie here. So for those out there, and Bob, you know, you're 76. You know what you got to work with. You know what your budgetary obligations are. You know your position the best. But just do yourself a favor. When you're going to try to play the stock market in this extremely volatile, and there's no guarantee that the market will even be up next week or next month.
Right.
And that's the position that we're in right now. We don't know. So unless you're feeling really sharp or you've got some real good inside information, be very careful and wary of buying stock. The only time that I recommended to buy a stock, and you've heard Robbie Noel and his gold stocks and other people talking about what to buy, when to buy, how to buy, and that's all fine and dandy. But when you're dealing with finite resource, be very careful. The only stock that I told people to buy was Ford Motor after the recession hit and the market went through the floor because I knew Ford was going to come back. I knew the position, financial position they were in. They didn't need any TARP bailout money. They didn't need the federal government at all. But they went ahead.
You could vote Ford for a buck.
Yeah, and it's what now? $14.15 a share. That's a pretty damn good return. But
yeah, I wish I had jumped on that one, man.
Well, you were too busy talking about soccer and your gold stocks.
No. I was buying Hecla for $2.
Okay, all right.
Well, now that was 3 years ago, and I bought another Explorer.
Well, just to close out here, Robbie, I followed your advice about North American Palladium. I bought the Hecla, and I bought, I'm trying to think, SS South.
That's Bob, Silver Star Resources.
Yes.
No, that's, if it's SSRI, it's Silver Standard.
No, Silver Standard,
I mean. I got that in my portfolio, but that's not the one that he was touting. It was a South African stock.
Silver Wheaton?
No, I have that. It was a South African gold stock. And my mind just has gone blank because I'm having a senior.
Harmony?
The Zimbabwe Neo Maxi Zoomed Weeby stock. Yeah. It'll occur to you, Bob, when you hang up the phone. That's
exactly. Thank you so much. I really enjoy your program, John.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it very much, and say hey to everybody up there in Michigan.
Yeah.
All right. Gentlemen, we've got about 5 minutes left in the program. And Bob is not going to be with us next Tuesday. Mr. Bennett will. And, Robbie, I've got to commend you because on Tuesdays, you do your two-hour program from 2 to 4 Central Time, and then you come on the air with us for 2 hours. If you're able to maintain that.
John, I'm in Baja.
I know. But that doesn't add years to your wonderful, youthful-looking body. I mean,
what he's telling you is he wants to come on and stay on.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do. And all those women are after.
And by the way, happy hour started about 2 hours ago.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I just kudos. I appreciate you doing it. And next Tuesday, we'll have Jeffrey Bennett joining us. And
there you go.
Maybe
that'll be fun.
Maybe a surprise guest as well.
Have fun, Bob.
I
need to get away from where I live for a while.
Yeah,
I get cabin fever.
How many hours a day are you working? You said 16.
Yeah, and on the weekends, it usually works out to about 10 a day. Even though we play golf, we come back and all we do is work.
If hours were ounces of gold, you're a very rich man.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, and Bob, folks, you're the direct beneficiary. This man does not do anybody else's program for 2 hours, and he's been doing this program with us here at Republic Broadcasting for more than 5 years. The man has never given anybody any bad advice. As a matter of fact, Bob, come to think of it.
Time flies, huh?
I'm telling you. I've never had a negative email or a comment about you on this program in
but
all
then
of these
again,
years.
I heard the other day, I think it was on Monday, that it was 17 years since the O.J. Simpson murder in Los Angeles. Can you believe that was 17 years ago?
I can just see the gloves that didn't fit like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
17
and
years.
One of my friends was in the district attorney's office, and they wouldn't give him the case. And he told me later why.
And why was that?
Because it was fixed.
Well, and I always said about that case, isn't it funny, that criminally he was not held liable. He's not found guilty, but they got him into a civil case, and you're guilty. Isn't that amazing? I mean, if you're not guilty of the crime by law, then how are you civilly liable by civil suit? It's amazing.
I guess they wanted to get him one way or the other because he did what he did.
Well, the one thing,
John. And, you know, after that case happened, I was at Benihana in Marina Del Rey having dinner one night. And, you know, you sit around this platform where they cook the food. And he sat beside me. And I get up and walk to another table.
O.J.?
Mm-hmm.
Sat next to you?
Mm-hmm. He had his daughter with him, but I just didn't want to be around him.
Yeah.
I knew it went down, and I knew Johnny Cochran, and he's since deceased. He was a wonderful lawyer, formerly with that department as well. I used to go to football games with him and another fellow. I can't give you the other fellow's name because he's the one that gave me the information.
Yeah, we all knew
and
something.
He's been a friend of mine for 30 years.
Judge Ito, I remember after the case was over.
Judge Ito.
Yeah, he came out with a statement that says, you know, trials like this with all this technical stuff and jargon, it should be handled by a 3-panel judge and no jury. They might as well not even had a judge or a jury in that case because we all knew that O.J. was guilty. Sorry, O.J.,
right.
You're a hell of a football player, but you're a lousy murderer. At any rate, gentlemen, thank you so much. Bob, I'll see you a week from Tuesday.
You got it.
All right, and Robbie, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my
pleasure,
friend.
Man.
All right.
See you, Bob. Have a good one, brother.
Thank you
thank
all.
Thank you.
Thank you all
you
for
too.
Being here today. See y'all.
Gold.